101.1 AM 600 Talk Radio WBOB.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan, the Insurance Man, and you're listening to the Insurance Hour. Here on a Tuesday here in Jacksonville, we're going to be talking about insurance. Feel free to give us a call to ask your questions. But we're going to get started here today. Just to let you know, this is a pre-recorded segment. Because I'm either out or because it's a holiday. So enjoy, and just remember, you can always give us a call on Tuesdays and ask your insurance questions. We're going to get started today. We're going to be talking about short-term health plans. There's not new in the market, but there have been some changes over the last couple of years when President Obama was in the White House. The insurance companies were regulated, and they were only allowed to sell the short-term health care plans a maximum of 3 months at a time. So you could only get 3 months, and then you had to re-enroll. So it kind of became a little bit of a hassle. It was very difficult to get enrolled and stay enrolled. It was easy to get some lapses in coverage and some gaps in your coverage. Then, of course, President Trump came into the White House. His administration has changed the rules again, and now the short-term plans are available for up to a year at a time. So there are several companies out there that are offering short-term health care plans to help you. That some of the pros, they're about half the cost of a qualified healthcare plan going through the federal exchanges or direct to the insurance company. So you're going to pay about 50% of whatever the full rack rate premium, as if you were just getting it direct from the insurance company without any type of federal subsidy. So they can save you quite a bit of money over the course of the year, and of course on a monthly premium. That's some of the positives. A couple of the negatives that you need to be aware of: they don't cover pre-existing conditions. You need to read the small print, because even if the insurance company is willing to cover you, they may not treat certain conditions might be excluded from coverage. A couple of the other things that you need to be aware of is that unlike a qualified health plan, which has no annual or lifetime maximums, short-term health care plans do. Usually around $2 million or so is the annual and lifetime maximums. So you need to be aware of that as well. Again, they don't cover pre-existing medical conditions. They don't cover prescription drugs. And again, like I said, they exclude in the fine print some conditions or treatments, such as injuries sustained in a school sport, for example, are often not covered. So be very, very careful when you're looking at these plans and the reasons that you're looking to get them. One of the positives is unlike a qualified healthcare plan, where the open enrollment period is now ended, and you have to wait till the new one. Till the new open enrollment period picks up, you can buy short-term plans throughout the year. So that is a positive. Bear in mind, what's going to happen now is that you're going to get hit with a lot of phone calls, a lot of inquiries, a lot of mailings from companies and agents that are basically going to be pushing these plans. They're going to be pushing them because A, they're able to sell them. B, they're going to try to push them because they're going to say they're going to save you money, which is a truth, They are going to save you some monies on the financial end from a premium standpoint, but they may not save you money in the long run, depending on what's going on with your health. So, you know, let's, you know, bear in mind, most of these plans also carry, in the state of Florida, short-term healthcare plans usually are sold through an association. You have to be a member of an association to technically buy them. So there's always going to be a, bear in mind that with a short-term healthcare plan, the insurance company is going to typically charge you a one-time, enrollment application fee, as little as $20, as much as $100, depending on the company. And then the other thing that they're going to, that you're also going to have is what's known as an association. And each company has a different association that, that you'll join. So, what we will do here is, so again, where was my train of thought? My train of thought here was, you'll eventually, when you get a short-term plan, you're going to pay an application fee for the enrollment process, and then you're going to end up joining an association, and that association will have a monthly cost associated with it as well. Typically, not too much, usually $4 to $7 per month. It's usually more of a nuisance charge, but you do get some benefits. Again, these associations, they're all different types. They offer different perks and benefits. So if you don't look at it as a nuisance fee, but just as an online wholesale clubs, similar to BJ's or Costco or Sam's, you actually might find some benefit from the associations that are that go with the short-term plans. Bear in mind that a lot of the big online brokerage companies are going to start focusing now on short-term plans. They're going to start pushing it. You're going to start seeing a huge influx of phone calls and mailings and emails and spam to your email. All of it designed to get you or entice you to make that change. Make sure that you're talking to a professional. Find somebody local in your area that you can talk to, that you can go over the benefits and the negatives of a short-term plan as it fits your needs and your family's. Don't don't look at it from a price standpoint, because you might get yourself in trouble. So again, as the open enrollment season for the Affordable Care Act has come to a close, bear in mind you're going to start getting a ton of stuff regarding short-term plans. Don't do anything by price. Find a local person in your local area that can help you with that. You can always call Thomas & Associates at 904-730-3900. Ask for one of the agents or brokers that are there at the office, and we're very happy to help you. We always never charge a consultation fee or anything. We're happy to help. We've been in business here in the Jacksonville area for 48 years, 49 here in January, coming up, and so we've been helping Floridians for a long time, and so we're happy to keep helping. Here's some music here, and so we're going to go to a break, and then we'll be back, and we'll continue the show.
go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600. And
feels like time's running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and you're two payments behind on your mortgage. It seems like every time you turn on the radio, some cheerful couple's telling you how they got out of debt for pennies on the dollar. No more stress and everything is just wonderful. Come on. The truth is that what sounds too good to be true is too good to be true. You need help and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last choice. We're Credit Card Relief, and we've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're the attorney-driven program dedicated to helping you get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving you thousands, and without risking your family home. We know what we're doing, and we don't make promises we can't keep. Call Credit Card Relief right now at 866-580-9999. 866-580-9999. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. 866-580-9999.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, double E, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
About short-term health care plans, we're going to kind of segue that into life insurance. The question I get asked a lot is, do I need life insurance now that I'm going to be going into retirement? So it's not an easy question to answer because everybody's situation is a little different. They'll tell me that their children are grown, they have good jobs, they put together a reasonable, solid income plan with Social Security, pensions, and annuities supplemented by investments and retirement accounts. They say that, you know, in the event one of them were to pass, the other one would not be lacking in financial resources or money. Do they really need to carry life insurance? Well, you know, a short answer in that type of a scenario would probably be no. However, it's always more complicated than that because, there's always tax benefits. The tax benefits of a life insurance policy could be a very big deal. Just to let you know, life insurance companies use a very favorable tax code, Section 7702. To give pre-retirees and retirees another tool to grow their money safely in retirement. It's now done. You can always do it using a traditional whole life policy, but it's a new permanent life insurance policy that can be used for that is an indexed universal life policy. They are permanent insurance policies that can provide guaranteed tax advantage, lifetime income in retirement, along with several other benefits, including long-term care and terminal illness coverage. They're tax-advantaged wealth transfer and estate planning. Index universal lives are designed to be a permanent life policy, like I mentioned. If you keep the policy in force, which can involve continuing to make premium payments, making sure it doesn't lapse by taking too much money out of it, your beneficiaries will always receive the death benefit tax-free. Meanwhile, your cash value will grow tax-deferred, and as long as you're funding it correctly, can provide a tax-free income stream to you through loan provisions. Any amount you borrow is treated as if it's still there when interest is credited. You can borrow against the accumulation portion of your policy. And as long as you keep your policy enforced, the money doesn't have to be paid back until you die, when it will come back from when it will just be deducted from the death benefit. Again, tax-free. If the policy does lapse due to bad performance, lack of other loan provisions or no lapse guarantees, you may have to pay taxes on the gains that you have made. So you do need to make sure that that the policy is always doing well. You do receive a monthly or an annual statement showing you how much money is in the cash account and how long the policy will go if it's kept, if you keep funding it at a certain level keep putting in the amount of money and funding it at whatever level you're currently doing it. They are considered a conservative asset class. A portion of the policy is indexed to a sector of the stock market, although the gains are often capped in some way. So your money will grow. It's just not going to grow as much as if you had invested it in the market. But the principal or cash value is protected from losses when the market doesn't perform. In other words, the market takes a hit and it goes down 30%, you go down 0%. If the market goes up 100%, you're going to be capped. You're not going to see 100% gain on your money. You might be capped at 30, 40, maybe 50%. Depends on the insurance company. It depends on the policy in question. A couple of the other things that they're good for. They're an alternative to more traditional certificates of deposit or CDs, savings accounts, and in this market, maybe even bonds. The return rates for CDs and money markets are still around 1-2%. Index universal lifes offer a more upside potential. Some have had historical returns of 6-7% or more over the past few decades, even when the stock market hasn't performed well. So they can be a pain-free way to add to your portfolio because there are no IRS or state tax penalties for taking the money out before age 59 and a half. You don't have to pay back your loans until you die, as long as you keep the policy in force. And there are no required minimum distributions for you or your heirs to deal with. So when you turn 70 and a half, there are no RMDs that you have to worry about. There's no capital gains or taxable interest. Index universal lives aren't included as provisional income when you're trying to figure out how your Social Security benefits will be taxed based on your income. There are a few other things to note. If you decide to cash out the policy, you'll have to pay income taxes on the difference between the amount you've paid in premiums and the amount you receive if there is a gain. Also keep in mind that you have to pay that you may have to pay surrender charges if you withdraw more than a certain amount within the first few years after you buy the policy. Index universal lives aren't right for everyone. So again, you need to speak with a qualified professional who understands them, can explain the pros and cons as they apply to your specific situation. So that's something to keep in mind. Maybe you have a need for it. Maybe you don't. You need to talk to somebody that you trust, somebody local in your area that understands these policies and how they work, and can explain them to you in a very concise but very direct manner, so that you understand how they work and everything. You need to have somebody that can also explain to you the interest crediting strategies that can be used. Which will affect how much money you earn over the course of the policy or on any given year. Other factors to consider could include asking what are the historical and expected returns, and what could cause the policy to lapse. Again, a professional can help guide you through those pitfalls and those negatives. Make sure that you understand them correctly. And again, it usually pays to add either a terminal illness rider or a chronic illness rider or a long-term care rider that allow you to take the death benefit early. An index universal life is a policy that's worth exploring. If you are a high wage earner, an attorney, a doctor, you might not have the benefit of putting money into an IRA or a Roth. An index universal life, permanent whole life policy, well, that's a great way for you to save money because now you're taking the money, you're putting it away, you're letting it grow tax deferred, and you can just keep on going that route. Again, high wage earners that are making more than $150,000, $200,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year, you lose some of the benefits of being able to put money in a Roth, you always gain the tax the benefit of tax deferred growth, but you don't get to deduct that money off of your taxes as a contribution. So bear in mind there are some good tax consequences with an indexed universal life. If you have any questions, always feel free to reach out to me at the office, Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. Always there to help. Never charge a consultation fee. And and we're going to move on a little bit. We're still going to talk about some life insurance on this segment. We're going to make sure that that everything is well versed, and just came off of off the holidays here, and hoping that you and your loved ones had a great holiday season. And you know, the other thing that you should consider is a traditional whole life policy. If you're not one that wants to deal with crediting methods and deciding how to invest in the, or not how to invest, but an index universal life, and you just want something that's a little bit more simpler, just gives you a guaranteed interest rate. You know, year in, year out, you're going to make X amount. Then you can look at a traditional whole life policy. Those policies have all the benefits of an index universal life with one added thing. You don't have to worry about the interest crediting method. You just get a guaranteed interest rate every year on the money. It does grow tax deferred. You can use it as supplemental income when into retirement, and your cash value is always there to be. It can be used as an asset, collateral for a business loan, collateral for a home loan. Whatever the case might be, that money can always be used. You can borrow against it to send your child to school, if that's what you want to do, or a grandchild. It's always there. I hear the music. We're gonna be coming back on the air on the other side of the break with some new subject matter to go over, and so we'll see you on the flip side, Jacksonville.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruit Co. Talk Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An airplane carrying a seriously injured 11-month-old baby boy who was pulled from the rubble of a collapsed Russian apartment building is taken off for Moscow. There he is set to undergo high-level medical treatment. The plane was dispatched by the health ministry and left the city of Magnitogorsk tonight, local time, about 6 hours after the baby was found in the rubble. Meanwhile, the search continues for more than 30 people who are still missing. They're saying the baby suffered frostbite after he stuck in freezing temperatures for more than 30 hours outdoors. President Trump fighting back against House Democrats' plan to end an 11-day government shutdown without funding the president's sought-after border wall. The president tweeted on New Year's Day that Democrats have, quote, allocated no money for a new wall. So imaginative. The House Democrats plan to approve the funding bills when the new Congress convenes on Thursday of this week. More details at srnnews.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com. GoodClearWater.com.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan, the Insurance Man, and you're back on the air and listening to the Insurance Hour. So we were talking about life insurance. The next question, the second question that I always get asked is, hey, what type of life insurance should I buy? And for most people, that question is really devised by what you can afford, where your monthly budget is at any given point in time. So if you're struggling to pay your bills, but you know you need some life insurance, then we probably need to be looking at term insurance. If you're setting your career and you're out of college and you've started your career and you have extra money, then you might want to consider a permanent whole life permanent whole life policy to give you the benefits of long term growth and the cash value that comes with it. But it varies depending on what you're trying to accomplish. Life insurance companies in general, they're brilliant at devising new kinds of policies. But try to remember that whatever the name of the policy, whether they call it a universal life, a variable life, irresistible life, irreplaceable life, whatever they call it, all of them are in fact variations on two basic kinds of coverage: term insurance and whole life insurance. And again, whole life can also be called cash value or permanent. Those are kind of interchangeable terms when it comes to whole life. So, you know, there's a case to be made for both. I think they're both equally important, and I think they're both designed to do different things in a person's life. If you're looking at it from the fundamental purpose of to provide for your dependents with financial support that they would lose if you died, then term insurance provides you the dollar for dollar. Term gives you the most protection for your money, period. I mean, there's just no other way to say that. So if you're looking for the biggest bang for your dollar in death benefit protection, then term might be the way to go. If you're a two-income household, then maybe that's not what you need to look for. Maybe you're looking for additional retirement income. Maybe you're looking at a way to shelter money for tax-deferred growth. So in that case, looking at a permanent whole life policy that generates cash value would be more beneficial to you than just a traditional term policy that just protects your family with a death benefit to replace your lost income. If you're going to argue that term is the only thing you should buy, then those are the same arguments that you're going to use against whole life. The cash value in a whole life policy could be added to your financial resources as the years pass, but you can't get your hands on the cash unless you surrender the policy, thereby terminating your coverage, or borrow some of it. Borrowing keeps the policy in force, but any unpaid loan balance will be deducted from the face amount when you die. How expensive are loans when you borrow from a whole life policy? Some companies charge variable interest rates so that the interest they collect reflects the current market. Others reduce dividends to reflect the amount of cash value encumbered by the policy by your loan. That's an approach called direct recognition. Under direct recognition, in effect, the more you borrow, the less your policy earns. Either of these approaches can make policy loans more expensive than they appear. In any case, you can leave your options open by starting with a term policy that you can convert to a whole life coverage. So keep in mind, term does not generate any cash value. So if you get a 10-year term policy and you're 30 years old, in 10 years, you'll be 40 years old. 10 years older, your term policy will go away. And then you'll need to look at purchasing another term policy, and now you'll be paying the rates of a 40-year-old instead of a 30-year-old. Also, you'll also be taking into account that you might have a medical condition now in your 40s that you did not have in your 30s, which could make you uninsurable or cause a rate up in the premium, like maybe you've developed type 2 diabetes or something along those lines. So you'll pay more for your premium as a 40-year-old than you will as a 30-year-old. You know, the case for whole life insurance, one of the strongest arguments for whole life is that the cash value in the policy builds up tax-free. That substantially boosts the compounding power of your earnings. So if you're the type of person who's maxing out your 401k, individual retirement accounts, or other tax-sheltered savings and investment plans, then cash value insurance provides another option. It's entirely possible that a $250,000 death benefit policy bought at age 35 could accumulate a cash surrender value of about $100,000 by the time you reach 65, 30 years. That's a nice little addition to your retirement nest egg if you decide you don't need the insurance anymore. Or you can borrow against it and supplement your income. The other things, In turn, again, depending on the policy that you're looking for, anytime after the first several years to collect the you can surrender your policy at any time. You can cash out the policy at any time. You will pay taxes on the money that you if you surrender the policy. You may have to pay taxes on the cash value, depending on how much money is in the cash account versus how much money you paid in premiums to that point in time. So if there is more money in the cash account than you paid in premiums, you're going to pay Uncle Sam some money. If the cash value in the account is less than the amount of premiums you paid, then all of that money is tax-free at disbursement. That's, of course, if you decide that you want to surrender the policy. Or you can borrow against the cash value and leave the policy in force. There's no requirement that you ever pay the money back, although you'll constantly be generating interest on that loan. And if you die with the loan outstanding, it will be deducted from the face amount or the death. The face amount is also the death benefit. And so, in effect, if you borrowed money from your $250,000 death benefit whole life policy, and let's say over the years you borrowed $10,000 plus some interest, and let's say that you had to owe another $2,000 in interest, well, then your $250,000 death benefit would actually be $238,000 because you're going to pay back the you've already gotten $10,000 in advance and you owe $2,000 in interest, and that's going to get deducted from the death benefit, and then your beneficiaries will collect the difference. So it's safe to say that cash value life insurance has financed many a college education, but there's sometimes better ways to do it. But the nice thing about it is that it's an additional option. I'm going to kind of transition back to health insurance a little bit, but we're still talking about retirement savings in the mix. We're going to kind of segue into health savings account limits for 2019. To qualify to contribute to a health savings account, you must have a health insurance policy with it that's also qualified as an HSA qualified plan. For an HSA qualified plan, it's really based on the deductible. The IRS says that the deductible has to be at least $1,350 for a single person coverage. We're going to pick this up on the other side of the break, and we'll talk about HSA plans and their benefits and how you contribute to them and the best ways to contribute. We'll see you on the other side of the break, Jacksonville.
Website goflyleasing.com. They give you a direct flight without all the hassles of waiting around, with no advanced 2-hour arrival time at the airport, no TSA lines, no crowded middle seat. They take care of you. Low rates for flight per hours with additional cost. Visit the website. Take advantage of it today. goflyleasing.com. Get involved in their monthly membership programs as well. Don't waste a full day of layovers. goflyleasing.com. That's goflyleasing.com.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
WBOB is talk radio. There are a variety of ways to listen to WBOB. Streaming on the internet, on our mobile app, on 101.1 FM, and even on the AM dial. WBOB AM 600 is proud to broadcast all over the southeastern coast, from Georgia to Jacksonville to Orlando. No matter how or where you listen, WBOB is solid, reasoned talk radio.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan, the Insurance Man. You're listening to the Insurance Hour. This is a pre-recorded segment, so no phone calls for today, but if you do need to reach me because you have a question, feel free to reach me at the office, 904-730-3900. So we're going to kind of segue here on our last segment of the hour to talk about health savings account limits for 2019. So HSA qualified plans, these are high deductible plans, and you're allowed to put money into an HSA account, which is similar to an individual IRA, individual retirement account, and the benefits of that is that the money you put in there can grow tax deferred for later use in retirement, and as supplemental and also as potentially supplemental income for you in retirement as well. So there are some strong pros to health savings accounts. So having said that, bear in mind that, for a health insurance plan to be considered a, HSA qualified plan, it has to have at least a $1,350, deductible if you're a single person, and if you're a family, it has to have a minimum of $2,700 of family deductible. The amounts for 2019 increased a little bit over 2018 for the amount you can contribute to an HSA. If you're an individual, if it's an individual plan, you can contribute $3,500, and if it's family coverage, it's $7,000 for 2019. Both of those are up a little bit. I think it's $50 more for the individual, $100 more for the family. If you're 55 years or older, you'll be able to contribute an additional $1,000. So that means that if you're an individual and you're 55 or older, you can contribute $4,500, and if it's a family plan and one person is 55 or older, you can contribute $8,000. So that's one of the benefits there. If you're getting your HSA plan through your employer and your employer contributes money into the HSA account for you, whatever they contribute, whatever your employer contributes, counts towards the maximum allowed to be deposited into the HSA account. So an example, if you have family coverage and your employer adds $500 to your account, you'll be able to contribute the remaining $6,500 for the year out of your own pocket. Anyone who has an HSA-eligible health insurance policy can contribute to an HSA. Doesn't matter whether they get insurance through their employer or on their own. You cannot, however, contribute to an HSA after you enroll in Medicare. So bear that in mind. If you're 64 and then you turn 65 and you enroll into a Medicare plan, that's it. You can no longer contribute to an HSA. As a matter of fact, you're technically not allowed to contribute to the HSA even when you get Part A, which is the hospitalization. So once you're on Medicare, that's it. You're no longer allowed to contribute to an HSA. If you do, then there's tax penalties for overfunding the account, and then you get hit for those tax penalties when you do your taxes. To make sure that your policy is HSA eligible, you can always call the insurer and ask to see if that policy is HSA eligible. It's not always easy to tell whether your plan makes you eligible to contribute to an HSA. So you should always reach out to the insurer or to a broker about whether or not the plan in question is HSA eligible. In addition to the deductible limit requirements for an HSA, an HSA eligible policy must meet other criteria. For instance, the deductible must be applied to all in-network covered benefits, including prescription drugs. The only exception is preventative care, which can be provided without paying the deductible first. That's an Affordable Care Act rule. The plan must also have an annual limit on out-of-pocket expenses, not including the premiums. That cannot be more than $6,750 for a single person in coverage, or $13,500 for the family. So that means your out-of-pocket maximum can't be more than $6,750 for a single person, or more than $13,500 for the family. All deductibles, co-pays, and co-insurance for in-network covered benefits must count towards the policy's out-of-pocket limits. And be aware that the out-of-pocket spending limits to be eligible for an HSA are lower than the limits required for health insurance policies by the Affordable Care Act. So what that means is that all HSA-qualified plans meet the Affordable Care Act requirements, but not all Affordable Care Act qualified plans meet HSA requirements. Also, interestingly, in 2018, was it? Yes, 2018, the House of Representatives passed two bills back in July that would raise HSA contribution limits to the same amount as the out-of-pocket spending cap, as well as make other changes to HSAs for 2019. Unfortunately, neither bill has been passed by the Senate. So hopefully that will happen here in 2019. But those were two great bills, and so far they've gone nowhere. So we've gone over a little bit about HSAs, and we're going to finish the segment here on 10 insurance mistakes to avoid. And let's go ahead and start that off with number one here. Let me get to my notes. So the number one mistake is potentially setting low deductible. In regards to auto and home policies, you pay more in premiums. If your deductibles are too low, you pay more in premiums than you can recover in claims. So low deductibles also encourage you to make small claims, which could cost you a claims-free discount or prompt your insurer to drop you. So my recommendation is boost your homeowner's deductible from $500 to $1,000. Could reduce your premiums by about 25%, increasing your car insurance deductible from $200 to $1,000 or $250 to $1,000 could save you as much as 40% on your premiums. Add some of that savings to your emergency fund to cover the extra out-of-pocket expense. Number two, failing to ask for a discount. You won't get credit for some discounts unless you let your insurer know that you qualify. The list varies from company to company, but often including installing a home alarm system, adding stormproof shutters, taking a job with a shorter commute, carpooling, even working at certain occupations. As a matter of fact, you know, there's even a discount if you're a member of some wholesale clubs like BJ's, Costco, Sam's. Some of them have arrangements with insurers, and they give you a discount on your auto policy if you're a member of a discount club. So that's something that you should take into account. Check with your discount clubs, see what offers they might have. I know BJ's has an arrangement with Geico. So if you have a BJ's membership and you have Geico insurance, you need to let them know that you're a BJ's member. And then you get a discount on your auto policy. I think it's 5%, might be 10%. I'm not sure. You can always call Geico and find out what that discount is. So don't give in to inertia. In other words, don't coast on this. Homeowner policies and auto policies, sometimes the insurer that offered you the lowest rate a few years ago may no longer offer that best deal. So don't be afraid to shop. Get quotes from several insurers whenever you experience any type of major change. Insurance, you know, when it comes to property and casualty, insurers do not reward their customers for being a loyal customer. Kind of odd, it's kind of counterproductive, but the longer you're with an insurance company, typically the higher your rates creep year over year. So in 3 to 5 years, you should always consider purchasing or getting quotes. There's never any fee. It doesn't hurt you to get that quote, just to make sure that you're always getting the best rate possible on your policy. I hear some music. That's it. That's it for this show. We'll see you in 1 week, or we'll hear you in 1 week. Thanks so much.